Welcome back once again here to Commodity Classic. I'm Susan Littlefield, the American Ag Network. We're over at the folks at Westbred Wheat. Justin Berg joins us now. He is a technical product manager out of the state of North Dakota. So let's talk about the fact that Commodity Classic is a great opportunity for Westbred to have conversations with growers from all over the nation.
Yeah, it truly is, Susan. It's an honor to be here and talk to our customers. You know, one of the other things we really enjoy at the Commodity Classic year in and year out is celebrating our National Wheat Yield Contest winners. All of the national winners earn a free trip down here. Last night we had our Wheat Foundation, the National Wheat Foundation banquet, and we got to honor all the work that they had put into achieving some of those high yielding wheats. So it's always a great time. Love visiting with customers, seeing all the new products that are coming out. It's just a great time down here in San Antonio.
Let's talk about some of those results from this last growing season.
Yeah, we had, once again, a tremendous year. Westbred has always had a really good showing in the National Wheat Yield Contest across all of the wheat markets in the U.S. This year, we had 16 winners. One of our biggest varieties is WB9590. It's a hard red spring wheat in the Northern Plains. And that variety, had several wins this year. Year in and year out, that variety performs really well in the yield contest. The other thing that is really exciting to talk about with the contest is the quality component. So back in 2022, they added the quality component to the yield contest. So before that, it was always just yield. Once they added the quality component, what it really showed was how we can achieve good quality wheat with a high yielding wheat as well. And so that's been a really good addition to the contest. It's really helped us demonstrate how our varieties do have good quality as well as yield. So.
And when folks think wheat, they should be thinking Westbred.
Yeah, absolutely. We certain areas of the country where there's, you know, a lot of wheat acres, we have a pretty good footprint. The other exciting thing that we're bringing a lot of innovation to our customers, trying to meet grower demand. Of course, it's always a moving target with, you know, different environmental conditions and what kind of moisture we're going to get for the year. But going into 2026, there's a lot of excitement around different varieties that we have, new varieties. It's exciting to be talking about it.
So where do they go for more details as they look towards, you know, growing seasons here and beyond?
Yeah, so, you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, as I talk to farmers, is making sure they're getting in with their suppliers, their local suppliers of Westbred, which you can go to www.westbred.com to get more information on where dealers are located. We have all of our tech sheets on there for our varieties, so on and so forth. We have contact information on there for the reps for your individual area. Really encourage farmers to get in with their suppliers and talk about the stuff that's available to them.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Justin Berg joining us here at Commodity Classic with Westbred. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network.